Welcome to The Cup of Tea, warm steam for your soul. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Today's quotes come to us from American inventor and businessman Thomas Edison, who has been described as America's greatest inventor. He developed many devices in fields such as electric power generation, mass communication, sound recording, and motion pictures. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison. Your worth consists in what you are and not in what you have. Thomas Edison. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Thomas Edison. For whatever reason, Thomas Edison is the first name that comes to mind when I think of the word inventor. Maybe it's because he's behind so many of the fundamental inventions that we all use on a daily basis. Either way, we've definitely progressed thanks to his ideas. With the first quote, he tells us that failures are often very close to success before they give up. I'm sure he's often wondered how close people were to figuring out what he had invented, or how those ideas have helped solidify his own. It's hard to know exactly how close you are, so it's always best to keep going. Next, he tells us that our worth is measured by who we are. Often we mistake wealth with the imaginary unit of measurement we call money, or the amount of things you've bought in your life. But you can have a very rich and full life without these things, so long as you maintain yourself. And lastly, he refers to failure as finding many ways that didn't work. Eliminating the ways that don't work just bring you closer to the solution. Don't get caught up in a loop of frustration. Remember why you started.
You say, that you're doing okay, but I say that I know better. So stay, if it makes you feel safe, but we both know I need a little more. I'm taking some time off from letting me down. I'm staying home tonight. I'm taking some time off from letting you down. I'm taking it easy. Talk, down to the floor. Taking some time off from letting you down. I'm staying home tonight. I'm taking some time off from letting you down. I'm taking it easy. I'm taking some time.
That was Michelle Tracy and her song, Time Off from a Letdown. Michelle Tracy is embarking on a new chapter in her career, which includes genre bending, writing with no limitations, and embracing her inner self through her art. Full of raw emotion and authenticity, singer-songwriter Michelle Tracy first came to pop culture prominence with an impromptu duet with Lady Gaga during her Art Rave tour in Montreal. And now for some fun, interesting, and unusual facts about Thomas Edison. In 1854, at the age of 7, Edison attended school for a short period of 12 weeks. Being a hyperactive child and prone to distraction, Edison's teachers could not handle him. His mother removed him from school and tutored him at home until the age of 11. Thus, Edison had very little formal education as a child. Edison invented the world's first practical incandescent light. It took him 1.5 years to build the lamp, which burned for 13.5 hours. The lamp had a filament of carbonized sewing thread. During his most productive years, Edison worked more than 18 hours every day. More about Thomas Edison to come, but first, here is the music of Madison Galloway. Thank you. That was Can't Buy Time by Madison Galloway. Madison Galloway is an emerging voice in Canadian roots music, hailing from small town Fergus, Ontario. She takes the stage with her band, switching it up between acoustic, electric, and slide guitars, harmonica, ukulele, and more, charming audiences with their refreshing original tunes in a high-energy show. And now for some final thoughts about Thomas Edison. Edison did not find as much success working with fellow scientists as he found with working in intimate, unstructured environments. I know that on many of these episodes, we've emphasized that how working with others can make things more enjoyable and often yield a better result, but there's no absolute rule to any of this. Some of us just thrive better alone or with certain ideas that nobody else can understand. Thomas Edison once said, "Genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration." Whatever you want to do in this life, once you've got that spark, make sure you work at it and work hard. I'll leave you with the music of the Power Goats. Led by singer-songwriter Jamie Douglas, the Power Goats are an Ottawa rock outfit delivering a strong range of musical dynamics and live shows that have entertained thousands of people for over a decade. With their song, "I'm Running," here are the Power Goats.
Last night I dreamed I was sailing on my way back to you. Your lighthouse dimmed as I capsized and sank to the blue. I'm running from the night, I'm running for some time. I'm running so the pain won't tear me apart. I've been taking what I can, invisible man. I'm smoking my lungs black to match my heart. Now there you are, as I knew you would be turning away. It was your idea to unlock my demons anyway. I'm running from the light, I'm running for some time. I'm running from the hope you sparingly give. I've been checked out on you, your peripheral tricks are new. Darker side. You can break my heart or crack my soul, but you will never ever touch my pride. I'm running from the light, I'm running for some time. I'm running so the pain won't tear me apart. I've been taking what I can, an invisible man. I'm smoking my lungs black to match my heart. Ooh.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cup of Tea. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Thank you to the artists that contributed music. I strongly encourage you to visit the links in the episode description to hear more. My email is available in the show description. Don't hesitate to reach out for show ideas, music submissions, or anything else, and I'll get back to you when I can.